And now this is a dictation for Caroline. Caroline, born, B-O-R-N, March 1354. Address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Mrs. Bourne. Chronic kidney disease comes accompanied with husband. Underwent ablation procedure for atrial fibrillation. University of Michigan, no complications. Has not required a walker, doing her own exercises. There has been urinary tract infection about 2 weeks ago. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. In fact, she is more constipated. No cloudiness of the urine or blood. No major edema, claudications, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Review system done. Next paragraph, medication list review. Started on amiodarone, remains on Coumadin. Prior beta blockers as well as diltiazem discontinue. On potassium magnesium replacement. On aldactone and diuretic Lasix. Started on midodrine, only takes one or twice a week. Was given colchicine, but she doesn't recall uric acid problems of gout. Off lisinopril. Off metformin. Off glimepiride. Next paragraph, present weight 216, blood pressure by nurse 131/87 at home, 110s, 120s over 60s and 70s. Alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, appears regular. She has no pacemaker. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry is from November, creatinine 1.93. Potentially worsening. GFR 28, stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, there is metabolic acidosis of 20. Normal albumin calcium, phosphorus less than 4.8. Minor increased PTH 94, elevated magnesium 2.5, elevated platelet count, anemia 10.8, large red blood cells close to 101, normal white blood cell differential. Urine shows no activity for blood protein or protein creatinine ratio. Prior kidney ultrasound, normal size, no obstruction. Some degree of urinary retention, post void in the 144. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, progressive over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, pulmonary edema, or need for dialysis, no activity in the urine, blood protein, or cells, and no evidence of obstruction, some degree of urinary retention, background of diabetes, hypertension, recent procedures for atrial fibrillation ablation, remains anticoagulated, exposure to amiodarone, magnesium was elevated, decreased to 3 days a week. Present potassium acid-base is stable. Tolerating Ozempic. Continue cholesterol management. No need for EPO treatment. No need for phosphorus binders. Chemistry is on a monthly basis. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Come back in 3 months. All issues discussed with the patient and husband, end of dictation.